a series of missteps, along with plunging ratings. And Pope Francis in a Rome hospital for abdominal surgery to be performed today. He's expected to be in the hospital for several days. The Dow up 72 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises. Another hot with a little bit more humidity in the air and a good bit of sunshine. There will be spotty, scattered, random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, there will be a more generous supply of those hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Still random, but more active on the radar. High tomorrow, 91, and then upper 80s on Friday. We may get a little break from the storms for a day or two. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Governor Kay Ivey has signed the anti-ESG bill into law. That bill was offered by State Senator Dan Roberts. It prohibits the state of Alabama from entering into contracts with businesses that refuse to do business with other companies based on their ESG score or lack thereof. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Policies and is used to evaluate a corporation beyond just its profit earnings for shareholders. After signing the law, Ivey said that Alabama citizens do not want ESG policies influencing business here in the state, no matter how much corporate America and the national media seeks to push their social issues of the day on Americans. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is awarding an $11 million grant to the city of Calera to build an overpass at a railroad crossing section in the downtown area. The federal funds will pay for 80% of the project, with the city and CSX Railways paying off the remainder 20%. The improved railroad crossing will reduce collisions and provide reliable routes to first responders. The bridge to be built in Calera will eliminate two railway crossings that are in that area. Rapper and actor Snoop Dogg is coming to Huntsville for his high school reunion tour on August 15th. It'll be held at the Orion Amphitheater. Snoop Dogg is also bringing along some other performers and friends, such as Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, and DJ Drama. Tickets go on sale this coming Friday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Attention, River Region residents. Are you in need of cutting-edge aerial solutions? Look to JC Aerial Solutions, your drone experts. Whether it's real estate, cell tower roof inspections, or you require construction site progress and mapping with centimeter-level accuracy, JC Aerial Solutions has you covered. For businesses looking to make a lasting impression, we offer captivating aerial advertising videos. JC Aerial Solutions is a veteran-owned and operated company. Contact JC Aerial Solutions at 228-282-0763 or our website at jcaerialsolutions.com. Let us take you to new heights.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing.
A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Nothing. Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm your host, Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is with me as well. Scott is here. We are powered by 1819news.com. Yes, ma'am. You've got a point?
You had one job.
I know. Well, I did. I mashed the buttons.
Sky, say it with me.
But I didn't turn off
the
buttons.
Turned the microphones on.
Yeah. Y'all bother
me. Lieutenant Dan always.
Yeah. Said, turn the microphones on. You I got to mash two buttons, though.
Two buttons
at the same time.
Twice as many buttons. But y'all are so, y'all give so many orders. I mash it and then I'm ready and then y'all are like pointing. So I mash it again and then I turn myself off. I've got too many people who give orders. Or as my wife would say, they have leadership skills.
Mm. Familiar with that one.
Yeah. You're familiar with leadership skills?
Yeah. Yeah.
You found my song, right?
Chicks Dig It? Yeah, Chris Cagle, I believe. I remember this.
Yeah, it's a good song. You can't play it, though, because if you do, we'll have silence in the Central Alabama market.
We'll,
so
no, we'll hear it in the Montgomery area, but we'll
miss
it.
Yeah, but we won't hear anything, and maybe we'll have to play it later on through my computer.
Yes, it's very complicated what we're doing with the synchronized Birmingham.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, when we get to our third and fourth and bigger markets, I mean, we cover way over half of the state now. So as things grow, we'll just figure out. Well, I mean, there's not very, don't let anybody do radio, apparently. They let me and you do it.
Apparently.
So tell us about 1819 News. People need to go there, join the fight.
I mean, I don't think, and I didn't know because I haven't been in media, and I even hate saying I'm in media, but this is good media.
You're a journalist.
Stop it.
I shouldn't say mean things like that.
But media is really not what it used to be, and I'm not even sure really, like, when I think back to good media, I think of Walter Cronkite.
Who was lying to us all the time.
Who was lying to us, but we didn't know it.
And we held him up as, these guys, the nightly news anchors would never lie to us. It was
Tom Brokaw? Who knew?
The days of honesty.
Yeah, they were all lying. Anyway, but all these news organizations are run by someone else. They're beholden to the people that pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And so I think...
The masters of the universe.
And they're different groups that kind of run each, like from AL.com to Yellowhammer to Alabama Today.
Be careful, Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? I don't know. What did I do?
Sky got it.
Uh-huh. What did I do?
You said they're run by all these different groups. I was like, be careful, Kanye. Remember how you got in trouble for saying certain folks?
Who runs the media?
Run the media. Oh.
Well, everything I'm saying you can look up on the internet. But anyway, 1819 is different, and it's awesome because we are funded by the people that listen and read. And so it allows us to not have to print and talk about their propaganda. We can talk about the truth and what we want to talk about. But it all goes away if people don't join in and help.
And then go to 1819news.com and sign up to join the fight, to contribute. $5 is the minimum, $5
a month. $5
a month,
you can give $1 million a month.
Yes,
gosh, that would be awesome.
That's the category I'm in, give the $1 million a month.
Or you can, you know, if you want to check out and see what it's all about, you can sign up for the newsletter, which is awesome.
It really is.
I mean, I'm not just saying that.
No, it really is, no doubt. And the Daily Detail.
The Daily Detail. But the newsletter, every day, shout out to Jeff Poor, who just is killing it as our editor, really. Every day I wake up, I'm like, holy cow. Like, it's good news. No.
That really is Jeff Poor's gift. He is unbelievable at that.
And Jeff, you know, used to work for Tucker Carlson and Breitbart, and he's been kind of everywhere, and now he's our editor at large. He just got a promotion.
I don't know all the titles.
I don't know.
Editor Graham Poobah, and it would mean exactly the same to me as it did when it just said editor.
Really good stuff. It's stuff that you won't learn or hear about anywhere else.
And the content is getting better and better and better. It is really blossoming into, there's all kind of different stories. And there have been these news organizations started, and I've been involved with a couple of them, or at least one of them, well, maybe two. And they're very one-dimensional, and you just don't get that whole feel of, okay, here's some sports, here's something else, here's something weird, here's something neat, here's something you just want to, you know, tell somebody about, and here's what's going on in Montgomery. You get a little bit of all of it, so.
And I think what's kind of cool, and we didn't plan this, so I don't know if everybody's bored, but maybe they're learning something, but 1819, really, once they put out the Mac McCutcheon stories, because nobody else would touch those and the corruption and what was going on in his office. Once 1819 put that out.
That was the former Speaker of the Alabama House.
Former Speaker of the Alabama House. Who's now a commissioner or maybe the head of the commission in County Commission in Montgomery. Anyway. But
Montgomery?
Sorry, I meant Huntsville.
That's close. I mean, they're close.
You know, same Alabama-ish. It just still feels like he's in Montgomery.
Allison's from Tennessee, Scott. So Huntsville, Montgomery, it's all the same. You see the rocket, and then all of a sudden you're at the Capitol.
Sandmount, Wiregrass, it's all the same.
It's all the same, Sandmount or Wiregrass.
I still really don't know where those places are. But anyway, all that to say, once they drop the McCutcheon story that nobody else would touch, people bring us stuff all the time because they know that we're not afraid to put it out there.
Right.
So you're really going to get things that you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, free independent journalism. It's a cornerstone of having a free democracy, republic.
Yeah, a free society.
And that's
Absolutely.
What's gone away. That's a lot of what's wrong in this country. And here's your chance to actually support free, independent, trustworthy journalism.
Absolutely. And if you know something's going on, reach out to
Allison. Is that what you're...
Or ABS, and let them know, and they will pass it right along. Because if you reach out to me, whoever the perpetrator was will have died and be buried by the time I actually look at the message or open the email. I'm still stuck in that. Look, I'm a reformed politician, but I'm still stuck in that. I get so many messages. It's kind of like, look, if you call my phone and it just comes up as a number,
well,
I'm just not answering.
There's a
very good chance that I'm not going to get the message for a while because I have, golly, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000 people in my phone. And if you're not on the list by 2023,
yeah, that's a lot.
We're probably not tight. But I don't mean any ill to anyone. That's why we have a pathway, a conduit. If you need to get to me, somebody will tell me.
Scott, when
Allison
I see
on the list. Your messages along.
Yes, right, y'all do a fantastic job.
Scott, when I see your name pop up on my phone, I always answer because I assume you're either on fire or in jail and you must need me.
It is important. I don't usually call with
you called me two days in a row. And I was like, Scott, you got to stop.
You knew we were
this
getting.
Means you
we
actually were getting, care about something.
We were getting tight. Then,
I mean,
exactly.
It means.
But I haven't called you since.
No, I haven't heard from you. And I'm pretty sure my name pops up on your phone and you still decline it. So that's okay.
I was talking to Sky. So here is the questions of the day. Ed started this. And if you want to join the program, and talk about anything that, that is happening out there. The number is 334-272-9228. Cato Institute, which is a libertarian outfit, did polling. Nearly a third of Generation Z favors the government installing surveillance cameras in homes. And Sky asked off the air a very good question, which was, what was the question? And here is the question from the poll. Now, think about how they answered this. I mean, how they asked this, and think about why some people would say yes. Would you favor or oppose the government installing surveillance cameras in every household? Which kind of makes it sound like somebody else's, because they didn't say in your house. They just say in every household. To reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity. Oh, so you're going to stop domestic violence? Yeah. And we're going to, you're going to stop abuse? Yeah.
Wow.
And you're going to stop illegal activity? Yeah.
No, you're just going to watch it happen. I mean, and see, this is the problem. That generation thinks that the government can solve everything. They have been conditioned to believe that if there's a problem, the government is there to fix it.
Right. The government will come in. The government is mom and dad. The government is our parents. The government will make it right. And I'm fascinated by the people who said yes. So the good news is, of Americans overall, only 14% of the people said they were for it. Absolutely for it. So here's the questions. Which group, Democrat, Independent, or Republican, had the most highest percentage of people who are for the government putting surveillance cameras in your home to stop domestic violence, abuse, or other illegal activity?
It's got to be Democrat.
It was Democrat.
Got to be.
By what percentage? Y'all will never guess it. 17% of Democrats are for it. 14% of Independents are for it. Only 11% of Republicans.
When I think Independents...
11% of Republicans?
I know. How did they get to 11%?
What kind of madness is this? Yeah, we've got to break it down in age demographics.
Age is last. No. Now we have to do, now that we've done party, this is America. We've got to do the next most important thing. Race.
Okay.
So does anyone want to guess? Let's make Allison do this because she can get in trouble. Which race of people, and there's only four, according to this, you can choose between white, Asian, Hispanic, or black.
Okay.
Which group of people is most in favor of the government? This one actually shocks me, if you think about history, et cetera. So I'm giving some hints. Which group, which race of Americans is most in favor of in-home, and I'm not going to say surveillance, in-home government surveillance cameras?
White liberal women.
Good guess. Oh, my coffee went up in my sinuses. Oh, that does burn. Oh. No, that's not a choice.
Between
white, Asian, Hispanic, or black folks?
I mean, I got to go white because in general, I mean, black people don't trust the government.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Noah.
Yeah, this can't. Look, I just don't get it.
Oh, maybe Asians. No, I can't say that.
Because they like cameras. You're going to say that.
I mean, I have an Asian child. And
that was a close one.
Yeah.
Good thing we waved her off.
Yeah. No, I was going to talk about that they were used to the CCP.
Okay. Some of them were sent here from communist China. No, 33% of black Americans, according to the Cato Institute, favor in-home government surveillance cameras. And I'm telling you, it is the... It's the way the question's asked in that they're going to stop domestic violence, abuse, and illegal activity. There's a disconnect between, oh, this is a camera in my home, and, oh, these cameras are going to stop bad things from happening. That is shocking. The next highest group, Hispanic Americans at 25%.
What the heck?
Then Asians. and then white Americans. Only 9% of white Americans favor in-home government surveillance cameras. That is just...
I'm stunned. It's more than 1% of anybody, any race, yes, any color, any education, any...
I would have flipped the whole thing.
I would have, too. I would have thought it was, like you said, the elves, the educated liberal females, white educated liberal people, whelps. Two different groups. Elves is a subcategory of whelps.
It's like we're living out 1984.
Yeah.
Actually, this article George starts Orwell with 1984. Right. On the other side, you don't want to miss this. Do you think more men were for cameras in the home or women?
Got to be women.
Can
no
I give
offense.
You a
okay.
I don't know. I think the men might not have listened to the question. It was like, you want cameras in the? Yeah, that's a great idea. No. Different question.
I swear, I put the toilet seat down. Let's go to the video and check. Okay. Come on.
Oh, this is bizarre.
Oh, we will be back.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call JB Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. JB Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement products. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call JB Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
There's one collision shop in Montgomery that stood the test of time, and that's Montgomery Paint and Body. MPB is PPG certified. They have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, as well as Underwriters Lab approved. They're recommended by J.D. Powers & Associates and Road & Track Magazine. Why have they been endorsed by such prestigious groups? It's because MPB goes several steps beyond others when they repair your vehicle. Trim and bumpers are removed for painting instead of being taped off. The Turners still own and operate MPB. In fact, when you go in, see Brandon Turner. Brandon is there day in and day out, and he and the staff can answer all your questions. And if your vehicle needs to be repaired, make sure it goes to MPB. Tell your insurance company you want it repaired right and that you're insisting on Montgomery Paint and Body. Hey, MPB also replaces windshields. Montgomery Paint and Body, where your vehicle will be repaired good as new, maybe better. MPB on East Shirley, just off the East Boulevard, behind Courtesy Auto Sales. Call 279-7325.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Check them out over at 1819news.com. So here's the question that was posed by the Cato Institute. Would you favor or oppose the government installing surveillance cameras in every household to reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity? So in Alabama English, hey, do you think it's a good idea if the government comes and puts a camera in your house to make sure you're not doing anything bad? And people said yes.
I'm stunned that the question is even asked. What is wrong? Have we become so malleable, so controllable, so weak?
I want to see how many people who wore masks the whole way through COVID, how they answered this question.
There's your demographic right there. That's 100%. Well, I don't want to cut on the people that initially wore masks, the ones that continued to.
Continue to 100%. Wear the mask.
Yeah.
Right. How many people who got like the third or fourth booster? That would also be interesting to me, just to see who's compliant with the government. Al's saying no. She's shaking her head.
Sky is going to be shocked because you gave me a spoiler during the break.
I did.
And just wait, Sky.
Oh, wait. It gets really, really good. And we see a couple of folks on the phones, and we'll get right to you. But I can't wait. So here's the question. Were more males for this? Having cameras installed in your home, or more females?
I'm taking some clues here, and I'm
giving a lot of hints.
I'm judging by the clues and some domestic violence cases I'm familiar with, mm-hmm. I'd say men would be more.
Men! Sky's going with men.
Often falsely accused of domestic violence.
Oh, very good. I didn't think of it at that angle. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to the cameras, Bob. Hmm? What's that commercial now where the guy's an idiot, of course. The guy's always an idiot. That's 2023.
White male.
Where they're going to the camera, you know, they throw the flag down, and did he load the oars for the kayaks or whatever? And never mind.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You'd have to watch a sporting event to see that commercial.
You got me.
Got you on that one. So what did you say, males or females?
I need to go back further to the question.
It's not the
question.
Board. It's Allison.
Look, Sky's pointing to
this. Like, what? We're cutting out. The internet's messed up there again.
That was me deciding whether to go to the phones or not, or stick around and hear this.
Does domestic violence include spanking your child?
Ooh. I don't know. The question is, would you favor or oppose the government installing surveillance cameras in every household to reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity? And you get to choose.
Okay. I don't know. Yes, I'm going to say women, just to be different. But what do I really think? I would think women would say.
I would have thought women.
Initially, I would have too.
Yeah. Males, 15% of dudes are four cameras, 13% of females. So it's very close, but more men. And I'm like, what are men thinking? They're not listening to the question.
Well, they paint a nice picture of it. You know, reduce domestic violence and stop
keep
it.
Everyone safe.
And then, of course, you know, there's the old line, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to fear.
That's the Gen Z.
Right.
Those men wear skinny jeans.
And they haven't learned the lessons of history.
And they don't have control of their homes.
And they wore those skinny jeans way too tight during the formational years of their life. How's that?
There you go.
I get it.
It's kind of like these muffins.
We've got a Sky. There's a debate here. My wife makes great banana nut bread muffins, okay?
Okay.
And my son doesn't like them with pecans. Everybody else likes them with pecans. So we're having a debate when we get the muffins out of the bag whether or not they are Alabama legislative muffins.
Chock full of nuts.
or if they're Oklahoma legislative muffins. So...
I guess, actually, Sky just introduced a new variable.
New angle to it, because we were going with the Oklahoma legislative muffins. Still had the...
nuts.
In them.
Alabama.
Alabama. Did not. But I didn't even think of the angle of the crazy ones. Let's go back to ages. Which age group, 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45, 54, 55, 64, or 65 plus... We're most for the government putting cameras in our homes.
I see a graph going the highest percentage being youngest, lowest, straight down through the age demographics.
There. You're absolutely right. But it's actually a weird drop-off. 29% of the people between 18 and 29 were in favor of the government installing cameras.
29%. You know what that is? Those are kids that haven't had any issues in their lives, that haven't had to work for anything, that haven't gone through wars.
Who thought the government was going to install a camera so it'd be easier for them to play games with their friends?
What do you think? They've been indoctrinated in schools, and they haven't learned any lessons of history.
Shocking.
Clearly.
20% of those between 30 and 44 were in favor.
Those are all the white liberal women.
That's the white liberal women?
Mm-hmm.
So you're how old, really? 45?
45.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are people right below you in school.
Unbelievable.
And I can kind of see that.
I can see that.
I fear for the future.
So 45 to 54, it drops all the way to 6. So apparently there was a generational, some sort of, Allison barely made it into the 6% still sane category. Everyone after Allison has lost their minds. Or at least 20% of them have lost their minds. Here's the interesting thing. I'm going to go to Eric the dog. Oh, Eric, dang. I'm not going to have time. I have to take Eric the dog and the other callers after the break. Okay, here's a comparison. Who was more for having cameras installed in the house? Very conservative people or very liberal people?
No, this is a no-doubter.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's got to be very liberal people, of course.
11% of the very conservative were for cameras. 9% of the very liberals. Regular conservatives, only 9%. Regular liberals, 19%. The very ends of the spectrum, very conservative people were more for cameras than very liberal. And here's the last one. High school degree or less, some college degree, postgraduate degrees. Who was the most in favor of cameras?
I'm gonna agree.
Postgraduate. Very, very close, but wrong. High school or less, 18%. You're like, what? That means you think, okay, they have no grasp of history, no understanding of government, going out of control, tyranny, etc. They were at 18%, postgraduate, 16%. And right in the middle, some college or just a plain college degree, both at 10 and 11.
Concave. Okay.
Yeah.
So the most educated and the least educated
were for cameras.
It kind of makes sense when you think about it.
It's just, I'm with you, Sky. It's disturbing that anyone thinks this is a good idea.
Because you're so naive if you think they're not going to turn that on you. Right. Like, have we not?
The things, offhand remarks you say.
Oh, my goodness.
They absolutely have it.
We've learned nothing.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on y'all to figure out which camp we're going to. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Eric the Dog will be up next. We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Shaw's Garden Center and Landscaping will help make your yard bloom this summer. Make your property beautiful with their large variety of low-maintenance shrubbery. Pine straw bales, only $4.50. And their June special, 10% off all ornamental concrete. Shaw's is the River Region's exclusive retailer for wood furniture by Grassy Ridge Gazebos. With 50 years of horticulture experience, Shaw's can offer you advice and tips to help you get growing. Visit 3295 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or go to Shaw's Garden Center.
Mosquito season is here. Call Pest Pro Services now to fight the bite. Did you know that a mosquito can go from an egg to an adult in 8 to 10 days? Let's take back your yard. I said, let's take back your yard. For more information, go to ppsriverregion.com or call Pest Pro Services today. 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises. Another hot with a little bit more humidity in the air and a good bit of sunshine. There will be spotty, scattered, random storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, there will be a more generous supply of those hit-or-miss afternoon and evening storms. Still random, but more active on the radar. High tomorrow, 91, and then upper 80s on Friday. We may get a little break from the storms for a day or two. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Let's go out to Eric the Dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience.
I'll see when I get up here again.
Eric, you're on the air.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien. Soy el patrón. A veces tiene que decir ellos que necesitan hacer.
Really?
Wait, you're drinking Patron and you had an affair.
No. I said,
in the air.
In the air.
That's my preference. That's my preference. But, you know, I'm
the affairs
boss
of the Patron.
Yeah, right. I'll let you figure that one out. I'm the boss, and sometimes you got to tell folks what to do. So, you know.
Yeah, no, I got
I'm
you.
Watching people's spirits break.
You know, that's what people need. Look, we have a lot of callers, a lot of stuff to do, a lot of ground to cover. And the fact that so many of our callers are like, look, I can call, I can put this on hold, I can contribute to society, I can do my job, I can do all those things. And when I hear it, they know that we'll give them time to get back to the phone and reengage. That's what we do here. That's the strategy.
Roger that.
Yes, sir.
You know, this, the Alabama's legislature, I think we need to do every 2 years, since all we can do is cookies and panhandling.
Right.
I think they're overpaid, and I would gladly pay them the same amount to do less.
I disagree with you, Eric. I would pay them more to do less. The cost of paying them more is cheap compared to the cost of their programs.
You know, that's the only job where you can vote yourself a raise. And everybody's on board. I tried that with my boss. He asked me if I really like my job or if I want to do something else.
Well, as one who has voted for a legislative pay raise, it's still painful. Because that's the one thing that people will remember. They don't care. I used to get frustrated, Eric, because there is no one, during my time in the legislature, there was no one who killed more taxes than I did. I'm talking about just, it's just not going to happen. And then I think, I have stopped like multiple hundreds of millions of dollars of taxes, and I voted for a pay raise, and they're like, that's too far. I'm like, I'm a deal. I'm cheap. I'm a great investment. Pay me like 50 cents more a day, and I will save you millions and millions in taxes. But
let's do this. Let's figure out a way to have some. This is what I told Allison yesterday. You know, we need to get more engaged on the community level and start growing our future leaders. We need to start engaging in the community and start growing people from the ground up, you know, supporting them from the communities, build that into a larger section and build support behind them. Somebody else pointed out to me that's how we got Stephen Reed. So I don't know that it's a foolproof idea, but it's way better than having somebody pick a candidate for us. That they're going to get up there and stick their hand up their posterior and have them say whatever they want to say, you know, and then do the whole. There's a thing out there where, you know, there's red ants and black ants in a jar, and they're getting along fine. Everything's going great. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, somebody shakes it, and then the ants just start killing each other. Well, the person that shook the jar just sits back and watch. The people, you know, we're the ants, you know. Government. The hand shaking us. Government ain't done one thing in its entire existence to make our life better. Every time you stick them in there, I mean, there's been some laws and stuff that we've done, civil rights and all that stuff. That was fine. It needed to happen, and I'm glad that it did. But every time the government puts their finger on the scale, they pick winners and losers, and they screw us. And the middle class, which is what I think probably 90% of the people listening to this program are, or maybe 80%, I don't know. I'm just a dumb old painter. That's what we are. We're trying to get to the next level. And unfortunately, I can tell you right now, I'll probably never get to the next level. I'm probably doing as well as I'm going to do. And I'm okay with that. I've made my peace with that. But it doesn't mean I have to accept it for my children in the future and all that other stuff. I don't want to see, you know, Gen X grew up with World War II grandparents and Vietnam parents. So trying to offend us or piss us off, I mean, you can piss us off pretty easy, but trying to offend us or get us to quit, we just ain't going to do it.
Right.
But these the older people that are running this thing, man, they're still running on these ideas from a century ago. I mean, these are, look at the average age of the people in politics. They're old, man.
They are. And many of them were indoctrinated in the progressive mindset. They were the first, you know, one of the first generations that came out of the colleges and universities, especially the Ivy League colleges and universities, that were really, really pushing the quote-unquote progressive movement, which, as Sky points out a lot, is really just Marxism and communism, but you don't want to call those things that. And there's been a slow march, and these people legitimately think that they are smarter, and they think that these policies will work, and they'll work in America because America is so wealthy, and they really don't care about the middle class. We are here to be managed. They don't really care about the folks that are challenged economically, the lower classes. They don't care. They just use them as tools, and they feed on our jealousies, our covetousness. And you're absolutely right. They just could care less. And the people at the top, whether the Republicans or Democrats, are on the same side. And that side is designed to consolidate power in Washington, D.C., hire more government employees, grow the size of government and their power base, and that's it. And it works. And the reason it works is because very wealthy people know that the government being on their side is the way to remain wealthy and to acquire more wealth. And so they buy elected officials, even when the elected official doesn't know they were bought, by picking the one they want. They pick the malleable one. They pick the one that they can extort. They pick the one they can scare. They just pick the one who's dumb. I'm telling you, there are a lot of elected officials, Eric, who are just not bright. I would go in, I would be arguing for something. I'd go in their office and I'd be like, you know, you got this and you got the philosophy and this happened in 1620 and this happened in 1850 and you got this and you got this. You see, here it is. You see, this is why we're for it. They're like, I never heard any of that. You're like, for the love, really? So you go to the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or any historic writing about freedom, et cetera, whether it's, you know, Edmund Burke or whoever, and they're like, what? There's no philosophy behind it. And these people who know how to work the system oftentimes know they're electing the person that has very little values. Not because they're bad people, they just have no knowledge of this has been tried before and it didn't work. So we're really challenged right now. And I like your idea of we need to be raising up the next generation of leaders. And we frankly need to start with our children and instill values and courage into them, because they're going to have to make some very tough decisions, or we will be like all these failing European countries.
We get government out of the house, fix the household, we fix all our problems.
Yeah. You know, you want the government out of the house, Eric, and we just found out that a third of Generation Z wants government cameras in their house.
Well, government predominates their whole life. They pick what they determine what school they go to. They determine what you get to eat for lunch. They determine what kind of housing you can have, all these assistance programs. They determine how much groceries your family gets. And I mean, for the lower class and stuff like that, we need to get the community, the church needs to get more involved. But we got penalized. The government got in there and said church can't do all that because it's, you know, it's a religious thing and you can't have religion doing this. Man, get out of my face with that stuff, man. I'm sick of these dudes. I love y'all.
I agree.
Adios. Gotta go.
Adios, Eric.
Keep on working.
How much better would we be if the government never gave a dollar away?
Well, Eric reminds me of something that I really want to talk about someday when it's like a deep thoughts day.
A deep thoughts day?
What is the role of the government?
That's a good point.
Oh,
I'm going to take a break. See more Uncle Daddy. We'll get right to you. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
And running came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Exit Realty is growing. Exit Realty focuses on everything it takes to make a real estate office successful and provides opportunity to brokers and agents unlike any other real estate brand.
Training, technology, an opportunity to earn an exceptional income and even retire and leave a legacy and benefits for your family. Interested in a great real estate career? Text BAMA to 85377 to learn more. That's BAMA to 85377.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish or we blacken fish or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials plus our regular menu. We serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing songs.
News now, let's welcome back in.
One job.
I'm just going to mess it up over and over and over. I don't understand why. Okay, Sky, tell me this.
Yes.
Jeeves tried to explain this to me. Okay. So when I'm walking down the hall at a radio station, because I'm not a professional radio guy, and the people are on the air, what color is the light outside of the studio?
Normally it's red.
Okay,
but,
and it's on.
In this studio, it's white.
Okay, yours is white.
Yes, but normally it's red.
Normally it's red, and it's on.
Yes.
So on the little board here that sits beside me doing the program, mute is red lights. So I think red lights mean we're on, but this board is red lights mean you're off.
Pretty sure you're just making excuses.
And
well,
that may be true.
If it helps,
gives me this very highfalutin, smart-sounding thing about No, the red light is for you to be aware of what is marked on the button.
Look, on my board, I'm looking at right now, my microphones, all my mics are green is on, yellow
green
is on.
Green is on.
Yeah, yellow is off. But as I move on down the board, as we get into the pots, red is on, yellow is off. Okay?
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is there's no 100% uniform code, unfortunately.
You're a smart guy, Scott. You can do this.
No, I struggle. Struggle with red lights. And then there's little lights that have pictures of ears on them on my board. And I have no idea. No, that's what I thought. But no, it's something about how I can turn off Allison's mic or headphones and off her mics, and I can direct who can hear what, but I can hear everything.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm the master.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you say that anymore? You can't say that anymore, can you?
We're going to do it anyway.
I'm the master in radio.
The
master radio guy who can't remember to turn the mics on.
We still use that type of terminology.
Absolutely. That. Let's go out and talk to Uncle Daddy. Uncle Daddy, welcome.
All right.
Welcome to the program. Every time I hear Uncle Daddy, I want to say, who's your daddy? And that'll get me in trouble, too.
Well, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy.
Anyway. Thank you, Uncle.
By the way, before I get started, Holloway Credit Solutions, you're going to have to call me back, baby. I know I owe y'all money, but I'm live on the air. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to, they call me all the time. Oh, Allison Tucker. She leaves the same voice message. This is Allison Tucker from Holloway Credit Solutions. Call me back, baby. I owe y'all money and everybody else. And when the disability come through, y'all going to be the first ones I contact. All right. But until then, I'm living my best life. Listen, I just wanted to say that the idea, because I done seen a lot of this new generation. They done did a lot of weird things over the last few years, okay? Eating Tide Pods.
That's where I was going with, Uncle. The Tide Pod eaters want cameras in their house, so when they get choked and start dying, we'll save them.
Drinking mopping gloves, sticking mothballs up their butts, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what. I was born in 1987. We didn't do all that stuff. We had the Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles when I was growing up, okay? The idea about the cameras in your home, all right, baby, that is a bad idea, especially with all the weed I smoke, okay? And I even went to jail for child abuse, all right, because I'll smack a child down real quick. Ain't nobody finna stand up in my face about disrespectful, okay? My grandmother was an old German woman from Chicago, all right? And guess what? She couldn't get to you to smack you. Guess what? She had a shoe she'd take off her foot and throw it at you.
With deadly accuracy, right? As I recall. Yes,
baby. She was like Clint Eastwood or John Wayne with that shoe, okay? She'd be doing three or four things. Take the shoe off, throw it at you, hit you, and go back to talking on the phone, all right? She was good with that shoe, all right? But listen, a couple things I wanted to say this morning, okay? First of all, I would love to come be a guest on y'all's show sometime. I'd love to bring a drag queen friend of mine with me. Only drag queen's been to every county in the state of Alabama. In fact, she took on Roy Moore and fought for marriage equality a few years ago. We would love to come sit down, do a round table discussion with y'all sometime if you'll have us. By the way, y'all are doing my dream job as a kid. When I was growing up, I wanted to be on the radio.
No way.
Are you using Scott Studios? Is that the software you use, Sky?
Not in this room, but I have it for Vault 107.1, okay, the Vault.
See, you already know about Scott
Studios. It's the best, man.
You do need your own radio show, though, Uncle Daddy.
I've always been able to talk off the top of my head. I got my start in entertainment at the Alabama National Fair. I was a breedmaster out there for a few years. And the old man that actually ran the circus out there, he brought me up right. I've always known what to say off the top of my head. You're listening to 93.1 News Talk.
Nice. You want to take us out? Because we got about 15 seconds.
Okay. Well, can you carry me over to the next segment?
If you do a good job taking us out, we'll carry you over.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around for the next segment of
Alabama Unfiltered.